Let's continue. Let this share from Avram, where we finished off. Avram has now become the king. All the other kings have crowned him as their king. The next thing we're going to discuss is the servant of Avram. You all know Avram had a famous servant called Eliezer. And there's a very strange Rashi based on Chazal, where we know that the story when Eliezer goes to find a wife for Yitzchak, is the Torah repeats the story, the whole story all over again, repeats it twice. The Torah is very marach, elaborates on the story. We know the Torah usually follows a pattern of being very makatzer, very short and short. On that, Rav Acha says, Yofa sichosn shel avdei avos lefnei amokam mitarosn shel donim. The story about the servants of the avos are more precious by in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes than the Torah, than the halachas of Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Torah elaborates so much with Eliezer. This is a pella. A story with the servant of Avram should be more important than the Torah of Klal Yisrael. How can that be? What's the pshat? But the answer is that there's this very important yisod that we just discussed, we see again repeating itself beautifully by Eliezer. The pasuk says in Parshas Chayesorah, Perek Chav Dalet pasuk Beis, where Avram calls Eliezer, setting him off for his mission. Vayomer Avram el Avdoi, Zekan Beisoi, Hamoyshel b'chol asher loy. Eliezer is called the Zekan Beisoi, who is Moishel, who rules over Avram's household. What does that mean? Says the Medrash there on that pasuk. Zekan Beisoi, Hoya Ziv Ikunin Shaloi Doimeloi. Do you know who Eliezer looked like? His master Avraham. Hoya Ziv Ikunin Doimeloi. And the Pirush on the Medrash says there, Shivoy upon him. Eliezer looked identical to Avraham Avinu. So Dova Pella. Eliezer comes from Chom. How can he look like Avraham Avinu? Do you think Eliezer happened to be a coincidence that Eliezer was born looking like his later master? Of course not. Eliezer looked like Eliezer, and Avram looked like Avram. But what happened? Eliezer became so bottled, he was a servant to Avram. He became such a loyal ever to Avram, until he became part of Avram. Adkadei kach, that he even looked like Avram. That's a servant, that's an ever. An ever is somebody who loses his whole metzias, and his whole being, his whole personality, becomes that of his master, and that can even cause his features and his face to look like his master. That's what the Medrash says in the words of Zekan Beisoi. That's describing the bittul Eliezer had to his master. And therefore, what's the next word of the pasuk that we mentioned? Hamoyshel b'chol asheloi. Very good. That's how he becomes a Moyshel. If he became completely bottled to Avram, then automatically he became the Moyshel. Hamoyshel b'chol asheloi. It's exactly the yisod that we're saying. And that's why Yofas yichosn shalav de'obiz lefnei amokin, more than the Torah and Shaldonim. This story of how Eliezer, the Eved Avram, is more important than the Torah. Why? Because that's the Yisod of the Torah. We are all called Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avodim Avodahim. This is teaching us that how far does our bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be? Just like Eliezer looked like Avraham, our bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be Ad Kedei Kach, until we begin looking like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel, Tzelem Elokim. Which means until we become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius. Like the Svarim say, like the Zohar says, HaKud Shabricho Reis of Yisrael Chaduhu. Hashem and Yisrael are already one Metzius. In other words, Klal Yisrael's bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avodim have to be until we realize and appreciate that we're not independent, we're completely dependent on Hashem, and therefore we are included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius. That's the real Eved. That's the Yisod that we learn from Eliezer Eved Avram. That causes us to be Mamlechas Koinim. Just like Eliezer became the Moishel of his master's house, is we become also the Moishlim Kaviyochel. We become the Moishlim, the Bechin of Moishel over the Bria. Like Avram became the king. So that's the same Yisod we see all over again. These two Tvisot, these two opposite Hanhogas, that of the sun and the moon, that of Avram and the kings, that manifested itself, that blew out of proportion, that became, reached its target, reached its Shlemus, when it came to Yaakov and Esau. Yaakov and Esau are the pinnacle of these two tfisot. Yaakov Avinu is complete bittul to Hashem. His name comes from the word Ekev. Ekev Yaakov, Yaakov is Yud Akev. Akev is the ankle. It's right at the bottom. It's the part of the person that touches the dust. Yud is the little letter, the bittel. Yud corresponds to Chochmah, as it says in the Sfor Makdoshim. Yaakov Avinu is kulei bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esav is just the opposite. Esav is the greedy for power, mad for power. Esav is a murderer. He wants to be the greatest. He kills Nimrod. Chazal say he killed Nimrod because Nimrod was the greatest. Esav wants to be the greatest, he kills Nimrod. He wants everybody to be underneath him. He wants to have the total domain of the whole world. Esav's descendant, Haman, has the whole world bowing to him. But there's one person that doesn't bow to him, Cholzeh Nenoshoveli. It's not worth everything to me. I want every person in the world to bow down to me. That's the type of person Esav was. These two tvisot came about that Yaakov looks for bittel. Yaakov wants to be more bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as great as he wants to work on his bittel, that he should be more bottle and more bottle. He comes out as a Yaakov, he comes out second. Esav comes out first. Esav comes out as the Bechor. Because Bechor corresponds to Srora, corresponds to power, and corresponds to Malchus. As Rashi says in the Pasuk that you read last week or 2 weeks ago. Bechor, Shoiroi, Hadar, Loi. Says Rashi, Bechor is a Lashon of Srora, a Lashon of Godless, a Lashon of Malchus. Esav seeks Malchus. Esav seeks power. Therefore he came out first. Yaakov comes out holding on. Yaakov corresponds to dependency, being dependent. But the answer is, you all know that if not for the Chet HaEgel, who would have done the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash? The Bechorim was supposed to have done the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And we already discussed that the Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum of Bittel in the Bria. People came up to the Beis HaMikdash to be Bittel to Hashem. Roimimu Hashem Elokeinu Hishtachavu Lahar HaKodshoi. Su'u Mincha Uvoyu Lechatzroisov Hishtachavu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh, Bahar HaKodesh. We said today, Visham, in Yom Tov, we say, Visham Na'ale, V'ni Ro'e, V'ni Shtachave Lefanecha. Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum of Shtachave. Yavram Avinu, when he went out to the Akedah, he went out to Har HaMoriah, to the Mokum HaMikdash. And he says in the Parsha, the Akedah, V'hani V'hanar, Nelcha Ad Koi, V'ni Shtachave, V'ni Shuvah Aleichem. The Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum of Bittel, where everybody shows their greatest Abdus Bittel to HaKadosh Baruch. That goes very well with the idea of Bechorah. Because Bechor is Malchus. Bechor corresponds to Svara and power. And we said that how does a Jew understand the idea of Svara, Malchus, and Bittel? That the more one is bottled to Hashem, the more Bittel and Anova and humble, the more humble a person is, the more Malchus will get. The more power Kovari is looking for, the more of a nothing will become. It's therefore it's very befitting that the Bechor is does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is Kulei Bittel. Kulei Bittel leads to power. The Bechor is the power. He's the Bittel, so he's the power. Esav is looking for power. So he's happy to be the Bechor. Because he knows and he thinks that Bechor is Bechor Shara, Hadalar, it's full of Memshala, it's full of power. But little does Esav know that what's going to happen to the Bechor in a couple of years? They're going to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And there, the greater you are, the more Bittel you are. He doesn't want that. And therefore he says to Yaakov, take the Bechorah. I don't want to spend my life bowing down. I want to be the greatest. Bechorah means Bittel? I thought Bechorah means Gedullah. Yeah. The Gedullah comes through the Bittel. Esav doesn't understand that. Bechorah comes through Bittel. They're two opposites. And therefore he gives away the Bechorah. Yaakov takes something else away from Esav. What's that? The Brachos. And here you see how this ties together beautifully. This all ties in together beautifully. Because what were the brachas? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu see to it that Yaakov Dafka should get the brachas? What are the brachas? Yavducha amim v'yishtachavu lecha le'umim. Hevei gevir la'achecha v'yishtachavu lecha b'nei mecha. They're going to bow to you. You're going to be the king. Who has to get the brachas? Bittel or Gaiva? Who gets the brachas that everybody's going to bow down to him? Bittel gets the bracha. Yaakov gets the bracha. The more battles you have, the more malchus you'll have and everybody will bow down to you. The more of a gaiva you have, the more nothing you'll be. So therefore, there's one thing leads to the other. Esav gives up the bechorah. He doesn't want to be bottled. He wants malchus. Yaakov wants the Bechorah because he wants Bittul. He wants to be Bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, because Yaakov is seeking Bittul, what does he get? Malchus. Everybody's going to bow down to you, Yaakov. The brachas go to you. Esav, who seeks Gadlus, later he comes in and he cries and he also wants a bracha. What does Yaakov even wish him? V'esachicha tavoy. You're going to be an eved of your brother. You're seeking kavoy, Esav. You're going to be the eved. Yaakov, you're seeking avdus. You're going to be the king. Mamish, the same story as Avram and the kings and the sun and the moon. The moon seeks Malchus, he got nothing. The sun seeks Bittul, Ishtachavah, he's the Memshallah. Exactly the same thing with Yaakov and Esav. The Esav, the Balgaiver, gets Achicha Tavad, he's going to be subordinate to his brother. Yaakov, who seeks Bittul off of Efer, he becomes the king. The Parsha finishes off. That Parsha there finishes off by Yaakov and Esav. Vayelech Esav al Yishmal. Esav goes to Yishmal and he marries Bosnas Fas Yishmal. What's Esav looking for Yishmal for? Early on in the year, we gave a whole shmooze about the relationship between Esav and Yishmal. Chayr, the two opposites, we discussed it then. But the Teretz is, the Pasuk says about Yishmal. V'hu yeh pera odom, yodoy bakoil, v'yad kol boy. That's in Lech Lecha, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Pasuk describes Yishmal as being somebody who is yodoy bakoil. But the end is, v'yad kol boy. What does yodoy bakoil mean? Explains the Ramban, Ibn Ezra, that leketchila yodoy bakoil. He puts his hands in everything. He wants to be the leader. He wants to be it. At the end, the yad kol boy. The end is that he's going to be the loser and everybody's going to be on top of him. So exactly the same thing. Esav and Yishmal have the same pattern in life. They both seek gadlus. They both seek yodoy bakoil. But they both end up the yad kol boy. They both end up with nothing. Esav chases Yaakov. Suddenly the sun disappears. It becomes night. Sunset. Earlier we said that what does sunset represent? Yesterday, Shay? Bowing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in the west. The sunset is bowing. Yaakov is running or fleeing Esav. Esav's the powerful one. Esau's the bully. Esau's the guy who's out to kill, who's out from Mshallah. And Yaakov's the Nebuch who's running away. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to show Yaakov, no, don't worry, your avoider is the proper avoider. Your avoider is going to lead you to be on the top. The sun also sets every night. It also bows every night. But that causes it to rise the next morning and to be the Mshallah. Samor HaGodl LeMemshallah Tayoim. Because it bows at night, in the evening, the next day it wakes up, the next day it rises and becomes the king. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov, you're running away from Esav, he's on top of you. Lovely. That's just the right mahalach. You're going to end up on top of him. Don't forget, the sun sets with Bittul, but it rises with Memshallah. You are setting now, you are underneath Esav. You're going to wake up on top of Esav. You're going to be the real Tsar. You're going to be the real Memshallah. And therefore we know in Parshas Vayishlach, when Esav dispatched his Tsar, his Malach, to fight. Why did Esav dispatch his Tsar, his Malach? Because Tsar comes from the word Srora, leadership. Esav wants to show Yaakov that he's Srora, he's the Malach. What happened? Vayaki lo yocholoi. No. Now the rega ha'emet. Now the rega to see who's the real Tsar and who's the real servant. The Tsar of Esav loses. The Tsar of Esav changes Yaakov's name from Yaakov to Yis, royal. Says the Pasuk, why? Ki Sarisa. Sarisa, says Rashi, is a Lashon Srora. Yisroel now is a Lashon Srora. Now is the Rega HaEmet. Now Yaakov Avinu is turning around, coming, surfacing on the top of Esav. Esav's Tsar announces it's no good to be called Yaakov anymore. Yaakov corresponds to Bittul, Ekev. That's the beginning of your Avoda Yaakov. Now you've reached the level, you reach such a level of Bittul, the Yaakov reached such a level of Bittul, that now your name has to change from Bittul to Malchus. From Yaakov to Yisrael, Sarisa, Srora, power, Malchus. What happens straight after that battle? When did the sun suddenly start shining? In its time? When did the sun rise? In its time or earlier? Pasuk says then, Vayishlach Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh. Says Rashi there, suddenly in the middle of the night, the sun rose. Says Rashi there that that time, that the sun set early back in Parshas Vayetze, now the sun rose early to make up for the lost time. What's the Cheshvan? The Cheshvan is beautiful. Over, yes. Vayetze, it's set before its time. So therefore that hour, or however much it was,
chronologically it comes after.
Not chronologically, the same time period. If it's set, let's say, a half an hour early, so now it rose a half an hour early.
Wouldn't it have originally rose a half an hour early?
No, there's a different message. When you're sending the message, when Esav is on top of Yaakov, right. So then the sun is setting. And now when it's the other way around, is now the sun, and now the sun fakered. Now is there time for the sun to rise, the sun of the Mimshala. Now is time for Mimshala. Then was time for Bittles, the sun sets. Now is time for Mimshala, the sun rises. So now, after Yaakov's name has been changed to Yisrael, now he's become the Moishel. Now is Vayizrach LaHashemesh, now the sun's risen. Before the sun sets, that's in Yaakov's Bittle time. Now the sun's risen, because now it's Yisrael. Now it's now Yaakov has really become the Melech, now he's become the Malchus. So you see again, you go over everything we've just said, it's the same pattern all the way along. I'd like to finish this just by going over the first perek in Hallel to show you how this is all the side of Hallel that we said today on the Shemesh. The whole idea of Hallel is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that we are really bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if we really show that we're bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we become the king. Then we show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the bittle into the king and takes the king and throws him down to the dust of the earth. We begin Hallel by saying Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, Hallelujah, Eshem Hashem. We are Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishem Hashem Avoyach Mat V'ad Olam Mimizrach Shemesh, from sunrise Ad Mevoyoy, until sunset. That's the Tzvah Shemayim L'chom Mishtachim Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem Al Hashemayim Kavoydoy. Remember how we began yesterday? That the Dor HaPlaga and Nimrod, the people who rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who equate themselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who have no bittle, they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in comparison, is within proportion to them. Just we're in Aretz and Hashem is in Shah, Mayim, but if we build a tower tall enough, we can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we on the battle ourselves, we realize that as high as you go, you've never began, you never get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirer, and he's the Atu Hashem Levadecha, he's the only Metzias. And therefore, after saying Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyim, Olol Shem Hashem, that even the sun, who's the top, who's the Memshala, even he bows down Ad Mevoyim, even he sets to show his bittle to Hashem. Then we carry on the next pasuk with Romal Kol Goyim Hashem Al Hashemayim Kavoidoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Al Hashemayim Kavoidoy. You are on top of Shemayim. You're not in Shemayim. That's not because then. Those are the ones who rebel against you that claim that you're in Shemayim. We believe that you're a Lamalim in Hashemayim. And therefore, we completely bottle to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mika Hashem Elekeinu HaMagbihi L'Shoves HaMashpili Lirois B'Shemayim Ovoret. Even Shemayim is a Hashpili, is a Hashpal, as you read it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pasuk that we quote, that we began the shiur yesterday, in Yeshaya, Koyam HaShem HaShemayim Kis'i. The Shemayim is a Hashpala from HaKadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lamala Lamala, out of proportion, higher than Shemayim as well. Therefore, after saying, showing our bittle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Mikimi Me'of Adol, Me'ashpo is Yorim Evyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mevatel ourselves to the dust. Take us, elevate us. Lo Yishivi Im Nedivim, in the Divi Amud. Whoever's Me'ashpois Yorim Evi, whoever's Me'ashpois, whoever's in the down in the dumps, whoever's misbattled himself completely, making himself off of Eifer, that's Loishivim Nedivim in the Divei Amor. He becomes the prince, he becomes the Melech. And we continue, but says Yisroel Mitzrayim, but Yaakim Yam Lois. Hoysa Yehuda Lekotchoit. Nachshon Ben Aminodov, says Rashi. Hoysa Yehuda Lekotchoit means Nachshon jumps into the Yamsov. Yisroel Mamsha Loisov. He became the Melech. You see, the same message is being repeated itself again. That if we show bittle to Hashem, you become Melech. You show godless, you show you're independent, you show you have your own power, you're the moon, you lose everything. You're Esav, Achicha Tavid. It's the Bechin of Esav, Achicha Tavid. It's Nimrod, it's all Hashpal, it's all Hashpal. Then the swords become dust. If you're off of Eifer, then the off of Eifer becomes swords, becomes Mimshola. That's the Yisod HaYisodis of Sefer Bereishis. to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Borei Lekimus or Shemayim Besaretz means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim and Aretz are both equal Hashpolis. Shemayim is also created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atal Sisas HaShemayim. You made the Shemayim, you made the Aretz. You're in Lamala than the whole Bria. The whole Bria is Ayin Ve'efes to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are Atu Hashem Levadecho. And that leads us to Otzva Shemayim Lecha Meshtachrim. If the Son, the mighty Son, the ruler, the Son bows to Hashem, Alachas Kama Kama, how much we also have to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show the utmost bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will lead us to the greatest heights and to the greatest Malchus and Bechoira and everything in Meretz Hashem. That's the end of this shir. That was just a Hagdoma, that was just the Yisod.